Good afternoon, and welcome to Born on the 4th of July. I'm your host, Barbara Jean, right here on RBN. And it's always my pleasure and honor to spend time with you, the listening audience, far and wide across the United States of America and beyond. And so, again, I say thank you so much for listening in. Today we have a great guest. For many years now, he's been sort of my window on the border. And from time to time through the years, I've had an opportunity to have former Border Patrol agent David Stoddard on as a guest. And, of course, many years he has, you know, given to us the call numbers or the letters, so to speak, for the legal finding of the laws that are on the books, laws that are ignored and not enforced in the category of protecting our borders and immigration law. He can cite them right out. And it was to him that I would refer if I were in a meeting to help others understand. I would go to his references. So Dave Stoddard has been a sentinel on the border, an information source for laws regarding illegal and legal immigration, and how it should be carried out throughout this nation. Unfortunately, in many years of our discussions back and forth, it doesn't seem to see that Washington reads the law or cares for the law or, in truth, might even care for those who serve at the border under the auspices of Border Patrol and now, of course, ICE. We are so outnumbered along the border. Anyway, it's a great pleasure to introduce to you David Stoddard, my friend of many years, and once again, it's always my pleasure to let the audience know if I have had the actual opportunity to meet with the guest, and this is true in this case. I was able to go on a tour of the border with David Stoddard, telling us the different story and the information and the family's experience with being assailed by illegals or whatever the story was, all along the Arizona border. Border Patrol Agent Stoddard has not only served on the Mexican border, but on the northern border as well. He lives along the border. He's retired now, but an essayist and a speaker, and I guess you probably still conduct people along the border. We'll go to break here shortly. I'm going to have you come on air, give the mic to you, but just a warning that there will be a break here soon, so we'll go to commercial break. But good afternoon to you, David, and how are you today?
I'm fine, Barbara, and as always, it's a pleasure to be with you.
Well, we've had quite a moment, haven't we, through the years, and some things may have improved, but by and large, it hasn't improved, has it?
No, it hasn't. As you said, some things have improved, but there's still a great deal of improvement that needs to take place.
We'll go to break here. We'll have some time with David Stoddard. Don't go away. Call your friends and neighbors. Say, listen in to RBN. You'll get the story.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at libertystickers.com. Again, that's libertystickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Plastic Surgery Center, can I help you?
Hi, I need to cancel my appointment.
And what were you having done?
I was having age spots on my face lightened.
Okay, can I ask why you're canceling?
Honestly? Well, I found this great product that really works. My face looks amazing.
Can I ask what product you're using so I can let the doctor know?
Before you spend tons of money and recovery time to have age spots, liver spots, dull or uneven skin tone corrected, you should try Night Skin. It's risk-free. Night Skin is a proven anti-aging cream that was developed by Dr. Arthur Perry. It fades age spots on your face, neck, even the back of your hands, and the results are nothing short of amazing. Call now for your risk-free Night Skin. The number is 1-800-362-5848. Don't wait. This is a limited-time offer, so pick up the phone and call. 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848.
Welcome back to Born on the 4th of July, and today, of course, is September 11, 2009. We are aware now that President Barack Obama has reinstated or renewed a state of emergency, is called. President Obama has extended the state of emergency that George W. put in place 8 years ago on September 14, 2001. The proclamation has a number, 7463. You might want to check that out. An extension of the state of emergency being renewed September 14, 2001. So it's been 8 years, and David Stoddard, I was looking at an essay that you wrote, Slow Motion Terrorism, the date of that, August 28, 2006. Certainly today on this show, Born on the 4th of July, we wish to pause and reflect on the moment of horror that was 9/11, 2001, and all the unanswered questions, and the idea that you put forth in your essay, maybe you'd like to speak a little bit about today, the title, Slow Motion Terrorism, the date, August 28th, 2006. And things haven't changed that much, and we're at 2009. The mic is yours. Welcome to Born on the 4th of July.
Thank you, Barbara. The essence of that article that I wrote had to do with the number of Americans who are dying at the hands of illegal aliens. Now, first of all, let me inform your audience that all of those hijackers on 9/11, every single one of them was an illegal alien. Now, they may have entered the country on a student visa or visitor's visa or however they came in. However, they were inadmissible at entry because they were misrepresenting a material fact. They came in to do America harm. and therefore they were inadmissible, and therefore they were illegal aliens. Now, over the course of the years, hundreds of American citizens have been assaulted, robbed, and indeed murdered at the hands of illegal aliens. Illegal alien home invaders, illegal alien drug dealers, illegal alien car thieves, and rapists, and child molesters, and so forth. Now, on 9/11, 3,000 Americans died in the World Trade Center as the Trade Center came down in the space of, both of them were down in, within a couple hours of one another. And just 343 New York City firemen died, and for a total of roughly 3,000 Americans. Now, over the course of the years, there's been more than that. More than that number of Americans have died in car wrecks due to drunk illegal aliens and murders so forth. So, therefore, these people who have died at the hands of illegal aliens all across America are just as dead as those who died on September the 11th. Their bodies are buried just as deep. Their deaths are no less tragic. And there's a huge number of them that would still be alive today if the United States had just taken control of its borders pursuant to existing laws.
A tragedy. We see leaders with their hands over their heart, and the morning of the event on 9/11, you clarify some of that image out there. Where is this moment where honor is given to that family in San Francisco, or the rape victim here and there, and the cause always, and it can be documented, the cause of the crime brought to this nation because of open borders. Even today, there are there's somebody in White Plains, New York, if I can just find my reference here, where a child, a three-year-old, was molested by an illegal alien. And they're going to go to court, and now he has admitted to that charge. And yet what will happen here, it would be that, here it is, White Plains, New York, Lower Hudson Valley, a 28-year-old illegal alien admitted in court today, and this was yesterday's date, that he molested a three-year-old Port Chester girl last year, and it's taken all this time. His name is Saul Peraza. He pleaded guilty to first-degree criminal sex act, which is a felony. This is the sad part in a way. He agreed to serve the 7-year state prison term, and so he will serve his term. The sentencing will be October 28, 2009, and then after he finishes his prison sentence, then he will be deported. Now, the Americans don't win, do they? We're going to have this trial. He's been captured. The law has rolled forward and done its job. And now we're going to house and incarcerate this illegal alien, and then we will deport him 7 years from now. That's a lot of food, isn't it?
Yes, it is, Barbara, but the real tragedy is this. Shortly, Barack Obama has promised to enact an amnesty for the illegal aliens in the United States. The mantra that the liberals use is bring them out of the shadows, and they paint these pictures of these people hiding behind buildings and that, which isn't true at all. May of 2005 showed that, where hundreds of thousands marched in the big cities of the country, of this country, demanding privileges granted only U.S. citizens and legal aliens. But the travesty of individuals like this child molester and the drunk drivers and that is, and I think we can use the McCain-Kennedy amnesty as an example. What the American people didn't know is that there was a proposal to prohibit illegal alien criminals from being amnestied, and at the same time, I think it was introduced by Kennedy, there were waivers there. And, of course, they'll all be eligible for the waivers. And an interesting thing is today there's tens of thousands of MS-13 members operating in every major city in the United States. However, under the McCain-Kennedy amnesty bill, all these MS-13 members would have been required to do is sign a document where they state that they renounce membership in the gang, which is a bunch of, pardon my language, but that's a bunch of crap. They sign the waiver, get the amnesty, and go back to their gangbanging on the streets. So the American people need to be aware we not only have this Obamacare coming down the road, but Obama has promised to grant amnesty to millions, literally millions of illegal aliens, and among that millions will be hundreds of thousands of criminals. Now, what the American people need to understand is that immigration laws were enacted to protect the American public, not particularly to keep people out. But the objective was to protect the American public from criminals, from the insane, from subversives, terrorists, those who are likely to become public charges, and the insane. And when the laws are not enforced, then that means America is filled with criminals, insane, sexual predators, those who are on the public dole, and all the other undesirables.
And it seems like we have a lot of sympathy that folks want to talk about or give away the store, so to speak. How can they? Who are these people? How can they ignore existing law? We talk about that and we say, okay, maybe they'll come to the party, maybe they'll come and put into some laws or enforce the laws that are there. And yet, where does this come from that we're going to give away the store, so to speak? We have to have compassion. These people need their services. We'll take them in at the hospital level. We'll not be very specific about what's in our health care package. We will not put the wordage or the verbiage that will insist that a law will be or can be enforced. They kind of go around the issue. When will America say we're not going to put up with that anymore?
I don't know, Barbara, but I hope it's soon. Now, what's happening is America has been taken over by progressives. That's a new word for liberal. They prefer to be called...
We'll keep the music here, David. We'll pick it up there with progressive, okay?
Okay.
We'll go to break.
Attention RBN listeners, the Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as
many companies providing emergency feeding programs simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
If you have more than $25,000 in debt and are facing foreclosure, we can stop the foreclosure in one day and get you out of debt in 90 days without making a single payment. Did you know that debt settlement is illegal in at least 7 states and that if you hire an attorney to help you get out of debt, you'll pay 7 to 10 times more than legally necessary? The system is rigged. These guys get kickbacks from your creditors while charging you up front to get into nothing more than just another payment plan. Look, this isn't brain surgery. You just need the right information and the right help and answers to your questions. No clients of zero debt in 90 days have had to negotiate with creditors or go to court. Our proven system stops collection calls in 1 minute. Since 1993, we have helped over 80,000 people get out of debt without making a single payment to creditors. Get the right information today and get out of debt in just 90 days. Ask about our $25,000 guarantee and your free copy of 7 Secrets to Debt Freedom when you call 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256 or visit ZeroDebtGuarantee.com today.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Welcome back to Born on the 4th of July. I'm going to give out the 800 number that invites you to call in and join with us here at RBN. That number is 800-313-9443. Once again, join with us. Your calls, your comments, your questions, 800-313-9443. We would be pleased to hear from you across America. We have as a guest today David Stoddard, a former Border Patrol agent for many years, someone who resides close to the border, has his feet on the ground, so to speak, on a daily basis, looking out toward Mexico. So, you know, he's experienced. He knows the story. Listen well to what he has to say. Once again, referring to an article that he wrote August 28, 2006, in regard to 9/11, he indicated in that article, as I remember, that in Mexico City on 9/11/2001, in Mexico City, people cheered and gloated as they burned the American flag 8 years ago. Back to you, David.
Yeah, I saw that with my own eyes on the Azteca Mexican TV network. As the film, as the footage rolled time and again of the Twin Towers coming down, there was footage of Mexicans watching it and cheering as that happened. And that actually happened. However, I've noticed that shortly thereafter that footage was scrubbed and hasn't been brought up again, but hundreds if not thousands of Americans like myself saw that. It was outrageous. It was uncalled for. But nevertheless, it was done. And as you mentioned, they also burned the American flag. There's a animosity, a historical animosity coming out of Mexico towards the United States. Has to do with incidents such as the Alamo, the secession of Texas from Mexico, the Treaty of Guadalupe Hidalgo, the Mexican-American War, and it's a historical thing. And today, whenever Mexicans look to the north, they see a country with freeways, tall buildings, freedoms, Americans with good jobs and good clothes and fancy cars. And, of course, the resentment runs high. And that's also brought about because of Mexican textbooks. In the Mexican textbooks in their grammar school, they're taught that the United States stole California, Arizona, New Mexico, Texas, Colorado, and essentially the western United States, what's now the western United States, that they're taught that the United States stole it from Mexico, and had it not been for the United States stealing California and all the gold that was there during the 1849, pursuant to the 1849 gold rush, that Mexico would be a superpower today. The kids are taught these things, and they believe it, and this has been going on for 50, 75 years. So, consequently, the generation of today has this resentment instilled in them that what we have, they are entitled to. And, of course, it doesn't help any that hundreds of thousands of millions of them are migrating illegally into the United States, and they're taking advantage of the benefits that we have set aside for our citizens and our legal aliens. And to them, it's an entitlement. And that's their mentality in that regard.
Any congressperson, senator, or representative could check into the information you have just provided all across America to verify if indeed this is in a textbook down in Mexico. They could verify this full grouping of resentment that is being built because of such teachings. They could know that themselves.
Well, Barbara, I was just going to say
a legislator in Utah could well be advised of the message you just gave, because it tells us a little bit about the psyche and the thinking of the intruder. That might not be beneficial for the American citizen and or our country. Why is it they do not make themselves aware of this topic, or at least why do they ignore it so to our detriment?
Barbara, wasn't it just two or three, 4 years ago when the Mexican consul in Salt Lake City very graciously furnished Mexican textbooks to the Utah public school system?
Yes, we've got a little agreement going. We'll be right back. We'll pick it up there.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth.
So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Utopia Silver believes it is your God-given and constitutionally protected right to make your own health care decisions however you choose. You have a right to truthful information about natural alternatives for healing and preventing illness. We don't sell drugs or tell you just to ask your doctor about expensive medications that only manage disease symptoms and have side effects that lead to still more medications in an endless spiral. Instead, we provide you with honest information and quality products so you don't have to depend on drugs. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, but we also make and distribute some of the best colloidal silver, colloidal gold, and other top-notch supplements available anywhere. Take charge of your health and support our health freedom battles by visiting us at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIASILVER.com or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338. This is Ben Taylor, and you will be appreciated in Utopia.
Is credit card debt stressing you out? If you're serious about regaining control of your finances, Big Solutions, the country's leading nonprofit debt management and consumer credit counseling service, can get you back on track. Whether you're behind with your payments or just frustrated with balances that never seem to go down, BSI can help you. Creditors have given Big Solutions very special repayment arrangements to help you get out of debt. These include lowering interest rates by 50% or more, bringing past due accounts current, and stopping harassing collections calls. BSI's team of certified financial counselors can consolidate all your credit card bills into one low monthly payment.
I chose BSI because they never asked for high fees I couldn't afford, and my creditors told me that Big Solutions had a great reputation.
Call the debt specialist at Big Solutions right now at 1-800-497-7722 to receive more information. BSI works with your lenders, but more importantly, Big Solutions works for you. Take control of your finances. Call 1-800-497-7722.
Welcome back to Born on the 4th of July. In regard to the education of the teachers and the textbooks, as I recall, there was a memorandum of understanding that was signed by dignitaries in education and under Governor Leavitt and also the woman who followed him right now. Let's see, what was her name? I'll think about it in a minute. But as a lieutenant governor, they had a memorandum of understanding. And dignitaries from Mexico came, and all's well. And now we import teachers from Mexico. And it was the Nebo School District, as I recall, in mid-Utah that formulated the policies and did the trial program. And, of course, it's like our Attorney General, Mark Shurtleff, who in a hearing on the problem and the dilemma of illegals and some legislation that might be going forward and an in-depth, a whole-year study interim program, that he couldn't enforce the law, you know, and we sit in a sanctuary city, which is illegal, but by the law. But anyway, it happened. So there you have it. And what did they talk about? They talked about enlarging and reopening jails so they could make use of more beds while they didn't deport. I mean, that's how the mentality goes. So it's Utah. It's a friendly state. Come to Utah. So those things are just mind-boggling. They do not talk about, you taught me about the code and Section 1325, 8 U.S. Code, illegal entry, or Section 1324, small parentheses A, hiring and harboring and transporting any illegal alien. You gave those numbers to me. I went to the law libraries, and I found exactly where you directed me to find 1324C. Law officers have authority to make arrests. All officers whose duty it is to enforce the law shall have authority to make arrests for violation of any provision of this section. I mean, what's wrong with America? Why can't we read the laws, enforce the law? And now we're importing teachers from Mexico, so we're sure that they have all the Spanish they need.
Well, not only that, Barbara, but I was mentioning about the textbooks that the Mexican government furnished to Utah school districts. If the Utah legislators and the citizens of Utah will review these Mexican history books, you will see the revisionist history that's been inserted into it. And I guarantee you that the gringo of North America, the Norte Americano, is not a hero. He's a villain for stealing Mexican land. And it's in their textbooks, and it's right there in Utah, and all anybody has to do is check it out. Now, let me clarify something here. I don't want to give the impression to anybody, any of your listeners particularly, that I dislike Mexicans. I don't. I love Mexicans. I have a huge number of Mexicans in my family. I'm married to a Mexican. I've traveled through Mexico. I've enjoyed the country and that, and the Mexican people are enormously gracious and very amicable people. However, the government of Mexico is detestable. I detest them. They keep their people down. They keep their people uneducated, illiterate, and ignorant. And lately, because of this lack of education and ignorance, the cartels have been able to grab a hold. And they're very, very powerful now, and they are competing with the government. Now, I would like to advise your listeners of something that happened a week ago this last Wednesday. It's not unusual for the president of Mexico to address the nation, just like it's not unusual for Obama to do the same thing here. But a week ago last Wednesday, Presidente Felipe Calderón addressed the nation of Mexico. And it was the most honest, forthright speech that I have ever heard given by a Mexican president. And what Calderon was trying to do was rally the Mexican people. He told the Mexican people that the future of Mexico, the future of their nation, is in the balance. He called upon them to fight the cartels, not to give in to the drug trafficking, and to save the nation. And the impression that he left is that the Mexican government is just hanging on by a thread, and it's up to the Mexican people to rise up and support the government against the cartels. I thought that was quite candid and quite revealing about the current state of Mexico as it stands today. This speech got absolutely no play whatsoever in the American press. It was only on Televisa, Univision, and the regular Mexican TV networks, yet there's nothing on Fox, CNN, ABC, NBC, or CBS about this, and it was a profound message from Calderon to the Mexican people. And you didn't even know about it, did you, Barbara?
No, I knew that maybe there had been a shift in some cabinet-level folks in Mexico, but I surely hadn't heard of this call to the people. It is a desperate situation in Mexico, and sadness, certainly, for the takeover of the cartels. But everything we see being played down there, we could surely be vulnerable to the same thing. We have the growth of marijuana all around our country, in Kentucky, in Utah, in Idaho, we can find big patches. It isn't just a border incident anymore. We have the influx of the illegal and another culture all across our country. I remember, David, when a political person who had held office in California a few years back moved to Utah. And one of the reasons for his move was he wanted to help inform us as to what had occurred in his state of California. And he was very, very concerned. So he was interested in airtime, which we invited him to share. He was on the radio numerous times about the issue of the influx of the illegals and what had happened to California. When he got to some of the issues, I was a little uncomfortable, and I wasn't quite sure whether he had it all quite correct. It just seemed so horrific. And yet we see this now. He was suggesting that in the culture of Mexico, many people struggle with an attitude of mores and morals, and that there is a acceptance of the abuse of, like we cited earlier, the sex abuse, the criminal activities in that regard, that would come and take over our nation. Today, if you go to American Patrol and scroll down and see the offenses, the criminal activities, he's being borne out. If we read our paper today, we see these very vicious attacks, and a lot of them are rape, and a lot of them are child abuse. We see an increase, and this is coming in many, many regards from the influx of illegal entry into this country by illegal aliens from Mexico. So there is something that's happening in America that's not unlike and could be just what's happening in Mexico, where the thug or the bad element takes over, have so much money they can invest in legitimate business. They can call the shots on elections, whatever. Back to you.
Yes, the U.S.-Mexico border is just a thin imaginary line. Now, 5 years ago, I was concerned about the massive influx of illegal aliens, particularly during the Clinton administration. It's been a little longer than 5 years ago. But there were literally hundreds of thousands of aliens from Mexico, Central America, South America, Africa, and China, and essentially from all over the world, who were marching across the border down here where I am, and I could see them being picked up in motorhomes, and see them, and sometimes even 18-wheelers were picking up a couple of hundred at a time. And my concern was that the United States was being flooded with foreigners. But starting roughly about 5 years ago, became a greater concern on the Zetas. I'm sure that your listeners have heard of the Zetas, but they have grown. They have beheaded people, assassinated them in all forms, including putting them in 55-gallon drums with the tops cut off, filled with gasoline or diesel, and putting people in it and setting it on fire. They have done some really horrific things. Now, currently, the Zetas are boasting that they have cells in major cities of the United States, Phoenix, Tucson, Denver, Austin, Atlanta, and that these hit cells, these hit squads, are just standing by waiting to take orders from the cartels. And this is borne out. There's been cartel hits in Phoenix and Tucson, and it hasn't been many months ago when some of these guys got into a gun battle with the Phoenix Police Department using AK-47s. There's kidnappings taking place in every major city that's drug that are drug-related. There's a cottage industry of kidnapping has been going on in Mexico now for over a decade, in which thugs kidnap a businessman or the wife or a kid of a businessman and demand a huge ransom. Well, that's also happening in the United States now. So this thuggery, this lawlessness, has spread beyond the border of Mexico into the United States. It's in Chicago. It's in New York. It's all over. Yet U.S. authorities stand by with a blind eye, wanting to give amnesty. It's outrageous. It's inconceivable, and it's insane.
Now, back to Mexico and Calderon and his recent plea within the last week or so. Could the people of Mexico in any way be strong enough to go up against the embedded or the entrenched control of the cartels and the money that goes through a cartel with the illegal monies for drugs, etc.? Of course, I've been an advocate of legalizing the drugs for many years because it might be difficult, it might be a way to have more capability to serve the addicts, etc., but eventually it would certainly stop a lot of the problem being the free license of money streams to thugs that have an agenda to provide this illegal substance and make this horrific amount of money, and the mentality of the cartel to be so violent in the beheadings and in the deaths. Question, after all that, will the citizenry of this country to the south be able to listen to what their president is asking, and could he make these suggestions and not be in peril himself?
Well, there's a huge disadvantage to the average Mexican citizen. The law-abiding family man, perhaps he's a businessman, perhaps he works for someone else, is at a huge disadvantage. You know, the cartels have this principle that they call plato o plomo. It's an offer, and essentially it says, do you want the silver, or do you want the lead? And the message there is, you either play it our way, or you get the lead. So it's illegal for Mexican citizens to own a firearm. And so how can they, what choice do they have? They can't go to the police, because the odds are really great that the policeman that you complain to is part of the cartel or has been bought off by it and sympathizes with them. And if you complain, you're dead. You can't, they really can't do anything except play along just to live and just to survive. And there's killings right in downtown Juarez. Practically every day. There's no witnesses, nobody sees anything, nobody knows anything, and they just bury the dead. And that's the situation that they're in today. And I don't know what the answer is. The last bastion of incorruptibility lied with the Mexican military. And unfortunately, even the Mexican military is getting corrupted now. So, you know, what can they do? I don't know. I think, Barbara, I think you hit upon a solution, and that would be if somehow we shut off the flow of illegal drugs. And that would go a long ways towards stabilizing Mexico. If they can't get drugs in it anymore, then there's no reason to try to move them. But ultimately, that's the answer, is to seal the U.S.-Mexico border. Now, I don't mean seal it at ports of entry and prevent trucks and commerce and that. What I mean is seal it between ports of entry where the illegal activity, illegal movement of drugs takes place, and it can be done. I guarantee you and your listeners it can be done because as a Border Patrol officer, in cooperation with units of the U.S. military, we did that. We sealed entire sections of U.S.-Mexico border between the ports of entry.
Wouldn't that be something if the energy was used to do that? It would make a difference in Mexico if we just helped them by closing off our border. We'll be right back in just a moment. Don't go away. You're listening to Born on the 4th of July.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Don't be a victim of sudden cardiac arrest due to inflammation of the arterial walls. Our hemp foods are anti-inflammatory and gluten-free and can greatly benefit the health of the human body. By calling 908-691-2608 or visiting hempusa.org, you can benefit from this wonderful natural food source. Our customers are also purchasing this natural food for long-term storage, camping, survival, and emergency food rations. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org today. HempUSA.org believes that now is the time to plan for the future, and food will be your greatest asset. People spend money on all kinds of things, but our warning is prepare now for food shortages in the future. So don't delay. Call today, 908-691-2608, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you.
When my son started having behavior problems, the total transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual when he's disrespectful, defiant, or even abusive? Do you know how to fix it? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior right now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps you fix every behavior problem under the sun. Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. The Total Transformation is the program I've used for over 30 years to solve even the worst behavior problems. Your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back into your home. I guarantee it.
Call now and get how to turn your child's attitude around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-656-4806. 1-800-656-4806. Call now. 1-800-656-4806.
Turning to the final segment of this hour, we will once again focus on David's words on August 2006 and the title of that essay, Slow Motion Terrorism, and the date, August 28, 2006. I thought it was really interesting when you determined that in the essay you write something to this effect, real security measures were only taken against our own citizens. 8 years later, so many of the acknowledged and taken for granted freedoms have been encroached upon as we are in 2009. And the Mexican border traffic, you indicated in your article, kind of resumed with unprecedented intensity. As we close this hour, and we do have a whole other hour, so don't go away, but don't you find that's really almost more true today than before? Real security measures were only taken against our own citizens and the borders. The borders, ladies and gentlemen, that could curb and stop and even be a help to Mexico in their absolute horrific moment in time. Our newsprint does not present to us on a daily basis what is going on down there. It's absolutely horrific. And yet, by closing the border or enforcing our laws, no one has taken those laws away, have they?
No, they haven't, Barbara, but the problem we have now is that La Raza has a member in the White House making policy for the United States. That's Janet Merguia, is an advisor of President Obama, and Merguia is not about to do what she needs to do to secure the United States. Her loyalty is to La Raza.
That's another horror story. It seems like there are a lot of them, right? Oh, my goodness. It tells a great deal. Tells a great deal of what we have to do. The citizen of America needs to stand up and energize in a great way in maybe a very closely defined time frame. There isn't a lot of time, is there?
The citizens of America are standing up. We've had the tea parties around the country. Tomorrow, 9/12, there'll be a big demonstration in Washington, D.C. The 9/12 project was organized by Glenn Beck. And all around the country, there'll be demonstrations and protests tomorrow, protesting not just the facts that we've discussed the first hour, but the Obama administration and its total ineptitude. The American people are protesting against it.
This is an amazing thing, just such a brief moment into an administration. But some, like you cited the advocate for La Raza, how could that be? This is an organization that is racist. We'll pick it up at the top of the hour after the break. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
With recent internet